And his chair, pretty much.
Any objections to the motion to approve Senate Bill 145, Senate Trump Resolution 31, and Senate Bill 45?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Little.
You said Senate?
That Senator Little is present.
Could you list those bills again, please?
The motion is made to approve for calendar at the discretion of the chair, Senate Bill 145, Senate Trump Resolution 31, and Senate Bill 45.
I have an amendment for Senate Bill 45, so I object.
Okay. Well, I'll question.
Do either way.
Could we, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Little.
Is it possible to remove Senate Bill 45 from that list and deal with it just briefly?
Well, I suppose you could make a motion to put the question. The motion was made by Senator Alford.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Alford.
I will restate the motion not to include Senate Bill 45. So I ask unanimous consent on Senate Bill 145 and SJR 31.
No objection. No objection, so moved.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Alford.
Now I remove Senate Bill 45.
I, unfortunately, Mr.
Senator Little.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I unfortunately don't have this copy, but if I could explain the amendment to you. The Senate Bill 45 does a couple of things that I find particularly bad. One is that currently whenever there's a homeless, or not homeless, but a runaway youth, and a police officer picks them up, the youth is given a choice of where they want to go. They're not under arrest. They've just been picked up, being out on the street, underage and such. They can either go home, they can go to family and youth services, or they can go to a safe home. This would allow, this bill changes the way that works, in that it gives that discretion to the police officer. So now the police officer decides, well, let's see, I'm just going to take you back home. Whereas, you know, maybe one of the problems was that there may have been abuse occurring at home, and this would put the youth back in the problem situation. So I still think that it's in our best, in the child's best interest and in our best interest to let that minor individual decide based on those three options, where they want to go. And I just don't believe that the police officer has the information and background enough to make that decision for the minor. So this amendment would put the discretion back in the minor's preference. And I would move the amendment.
There's objection. Roll call vote.
Senator Reeder?
No.
Yes.
Under Jacko?
No. Other amendments.
One more, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity. This amendment, also another provision of the bill, allows parents to divorce their kids. There's a possibility that had this been in law when we were growing up, we might have been divorced. I know my parents thought of it several times with me. And I just think it's a bad thing. I think that parents should be responsible for their children until they are adults. And it will, if this bill passes without my amendment, the state will incur greater costs in caring for these individuals because they will be, I mean, there's no way for a 16, 17-year-old to work full-time, maintain a house, and go to school as required by law, so I think it's the right thing for us to do. This amendment would take out that part of the bill that allows for parents to divorce their kids. I move the amendment. I should have done that.
Can I take Senate Bill 45 so I can do that for me?
No.
Roll call.
Senator Reeder?
No.
Senator Alford?
No.
Senator Little?
Yes.
No. Any further amendments?
Mr. Chair, yes, sir. I call for the question on the motion to remove Senate Bill 45 back to the calendar at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
One question, Mr. Chairman. Was the problem with the bill fixed? Senator Pierce had said that there was I don't know, the wrong bill got moved forward, that problem has been corrected. That's why it was sent back here to the Rules Committee.
Senator Pierce found out that there actually wasn't a problem. Maybe it was a misunderstanding.
So there...
We did have a record before us on the floor.
Okay. Thank you. That was my concern. I don't have any objections.
She said she had no objections.
Objections. No objections, so moved. Next item for consideration, House Bill 144. Motion being ordered.
So moved.
Any objection? No objections, so moved. Next item for consideration, Senate Draft Resolution 30.
House Draft Resolution 30.
I'm sorry, House Draft Resolution 30.
I move the calendar, House Draft Resolution 30, with Chair's discretion.
Is there any objection?
I object.
Senator...
Just, may I briefly look at the bill, Mr. Chairman?
It's a Resolution 30.
The resolution. You'll give me just a moment. I have a problem with the speed at which this committee operates. I remove my objection, Mr. President. I mean, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There being no objection to the motion, House Bill 144 is so moved. There being no further business to come before the committee,